called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report Total Sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 70-63. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the plus side in this game for the Badgers, beyond the obvious of winning the game, they weren't great from the three-point line, 8 for 25. They picked it up, though, in the second half, about 38% there at 5 of 13. But, Butchie, it's really, you break this one down, it probably started at the other end of the floor, didn't it?
Well, it did. I thought that defensively in the second half, they were much better. They were tighter. I use the word a lot, you know. There was too much space. There was too much distance on the defensive end. They tightened up. They made it very difficult for Northwestern to get into the gaps, and especially with this team, with Northwestern's the lack of, you know, firepower, more or less. If you could have, you know, collapsed it, made it extremely difficult on Martinelli and Barry, you gave yourself a chance. And I thought they did that in the second half. They made every shot attempt by those two very difficult.
Individual scoring, Nolan Winter and John Tanjay each with 18. Max Klusman ends up with 9. 8 for Kamari McGee. Likewise for John Blackwell. 7 for Steven Crowell, a like number of rebounds. And a technical for Mean.
How about
Lean.
That?
Yeah. Yes. There's a couple of them. Did he get one last year against with the Edie?
I thought so. Yeah, he did. So, absolutely.
I tell you, he's one of the mean dudes in the Big Ten. So he 2 points for Carter Gilmore here in this game. Nick Martinelli just – you know, a terrific season for him, 22.7 rebounds for him today. Jordan Clayton getting another start. He ends up with 10. K.J. Windham with 14. Ty Berry limited to 9 points in the game, just 2 of 8. Did not hit a 3 in this game, and that is notable because he had been pretty warm of late from the 3-point line. Justin Mullins ends up with 6, and Nicholson with 2.
Yeah, so
to hold Barry like that, though, he had been, you know, he's been a good 3-point shooter this season, close to 40%, 10 of 23 over the previous few ball games. So he had been knocking him down. But
well, he started the game off hot, too, and that was a thing to be able to kind of shut that off, and that's exactly what they did.
All right, Badgers win it 70-63. Butch is getting hungry. He wants to hit that popcorn one more time, so we'll take one
good.
More break. That's pretty good stuff.
That was good.
Heart resounding thumbs up here for you. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Eastern Wildcats, that will mercifully do it for us here today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We'll tell you this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri, who will be buying here very shortly. For Brian Butcher, engineer Dave McCann, and Kelly Freeman back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you join us tomorrow afternoon as the Badgers take on UCLA. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Welcome. I love it. And there's definitely some reason to get out and protest. There were some protests at Trump Tower today as well. We will get to that.
Trump Tower?
Yeah, Trump Tower, man. Apparently a lot of these folks had issue with, you know, Trump pointing his finger and arresting the student with a green card.
Oh, man. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to go there as well. And, of course, we got to talk about the debate last night, the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate debate. Brad Schimmel, Susan Crawford. We're going to go there as well. But as we've done over the last several shows, and thank you folks for putting up with my absence yesterday. Thank you, Jess, and of course, our pal Matt Rothschild, Angela Lang, filling in yesterday prior to Civic Media's coverage of this event. The Marcus, man, let's just talk about the closing bell as we stand. I don't know, maybe it's just when I'm on the radio, because Marcus didn't do terrible yesterday, but today again, they're sliding once again. Bear with me briefly here. Here's the update from CNBC. Stocks fell on Thursday with equities unable to shake a three-week market rout under the weight of new tariff threats from President Donald Trump. The S&P 500 dropped 1.39%. That index ended the day in correction, 10.1% off its record close. Yeesh. The Dow Jones fell 1.3%, marking its fourth day of declines. The NASDAQ composite shed almost 2%, with shares like Tesla and Apple being lower. Now, Trump took to his Truthy Social platform on Thursday, to threaten 200% tariffs on all alcohol products coming from countries in the EU in retaliation for their 50% tariff on whiskey. 50%? I'll raise you 200, Earl. I mean, because 100 wasn't enough and 300 was too much? I mean, how does a guy come up with this?
He's got a dartboard and he just throws things at it and he just sees what happens, you know?
Let's see. As CNBC reports, the disorderly rollout, if that's one way to put it, of Trump's U.S. trade policy has rattled markets, with investors worried it was pressuring corporate and consumer confidence. Yes, it is. Losses have intensified this week. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ are respectively on track for losses of 4.3 and 4.9% week to date. That's this week. The Dow is off about 4.7% this week, tracking for its worst week since June of 22. Now, the NASDAQ was already well into correction territory heading into Thursday's session and now sits at more than 14% below its recent record. The Russell 2000 small cap benchmark is approaching a bear market, roughly down 19% from its high. 19%. Now, on Wall Street, corrections are defined as losses of 10% and bear markets are drawdowns of 20%. Those are big numbers. And, you know, we also like to look at the volatility, the VIX up almost 3% today. So there's the update, the closing bell. And it's amazing, Earl, to hear some of these Republicans talk about, well, this is good. This is what we want. And granted, you know, you don't lose until if you're involved, if you have a mutual fund or own individual stocks. You don't lose it until you sell it. You know what I mean? It can always come back around. And unless you're trying to play the peak and valleys, and of course, most investors don't want suggest that you don't do that. Most financial advisors would suggest not doing that. You don't lose it until you sell off. But knowing that, you know, some of these indexes are down, you know, pushing 20%, Earl, I don't know, and I've specifically heard today as I was driving to the studio, MSNBC running some cuts of Donald Trump during the election, Earl. Oh, on day one, we're going to lower prices. On day one, it's going to be a great economy. On day one. And, of course, it's long past day one, and the Republicans continue to give this man cover for what is seemingly, as just mentioned, you know, throwing darts at a board. You raise us 50, we'll raise you 200. Where do we go from there, Earl?
You know, Dominic, I have a very sage co-host during the week named Sandy Williams. He's a guy who graduated cum laude from Harvard. He is an economist, a top economist, nationally renowned. And Sandy used to always tell me, Dominic, over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I would say, hey, recession's coming. And Sandy said, no, not going to be a recession. And he would always say it. And every time I would see, because I would always predicate recession on what I used to see as a young man when I worked in the auto industry and we saw recession come, and it meant layoffs.
Right.
And it meant the economy slowed down and everything slowed down. And so the last 4 or 5 years, I've been talking with Sandy. Sandy would say, no recession. I said, well, come on, Sandy. Everybody's pretty. No recession. You know what Sandy's saying now?
No, don't tell me, man.
The recession is coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, man. And Sandy has been 100%. He's been accurate. Dominic, even in the face of others who were saying something different. So, you know, Sandy's advice is very sage, and we're going to talk about it on tomorrow. But the recession is inevitable now. And Joe Biden and his regime did everything they could to hold off recession. There hasn't been a recession since 2007. But when you now, Dominic, bring the conversation of recession at a time with the
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our friends at Encourage. We have got Kim and Linda joining us, and we're going to be joined by our friends from the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. We've got Casey and Elizabeth joining us from there. Right now, in studio, our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner with us. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, good. All's well here.
Good to have you here. Always appreciate the time and appreciate so much of what you guys put into our community and certainly our station here. You guys give me an opportunity to talk sports with our audience all the time. We appreciate you sponsoring Playmakers, co-sponsoring it, and so many other things you guys do in this community. And I know that we've got some things to talk about that I'm excited about, so I'm going to let you go ahead and take over, Katrina, because I'm just going to run over all your outline here.
Great.
To get to certain things.
We'll get to what's happening, because there's always something happening at Family Natural Foods. You know, I mentioned it last time when I was here, but as it's getting warmer, it's the tease of spring, we are getting more and more garden seeds. So not everything's out, but a lot of stuff is out. So definitely worth checking in on it. Onions and potatoes, those things won't be coming until sometime in April. But a lot of the other seeds, if you want to start early on those peas and beans and such.
Yeah, we put a lot of effort into getting everything put up earlier than ever. So if you're looking for garden seeds, most of the early stuff is ready to be purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other stuff you really wouldn't want yet anyways.
Don't put your corn in yet.
That's what I was going to ask, because I know we've talked about this quite a bit over the years, that this is that time that you can start planning, mapping out your garden if you want and everything. But there are some things you do want to be wait on.
But you also could buy those things ahead of time and hold it and wait on it. Like, okay, I'm shopping right now anyways. I'm going to get my radishes for early season. But I'll get my onion or I'll get my corn as well at this time, too. Sure. So,
can I ask a question and just keep it between the three of us?
Sure, James.
All right, don't tell anybody I asked this question, because I'm going to sound really, really naive right now. But can seeds go bad?
Yeah, there is a thing of seeds going bad.
Okay.
However, most seeds, so it's something called germination, where the seed will germinate. And I can call the companies if there was like a seed that was still, let's say, from last year or something, and I can call them and they can tell me the exact germination rate of it, because they specifically study those things every year to make sure that this seed is good and that seed is good. So, yes, there is such a thing. But
So if you have some seeds left over in your garage or whatever, especially if they're stored well, you can probably plant them. And maybe instead of like all 10, almost never will all 10 come up. If you plant a row of carrots, you plant 10 seeds, you probably get 8 on a good year. You know, maybe the second year you get 6 or 7. I don't know. You know, and then like each year will be maybe one less or
so. A little bit less, yeah.
It's certainly worthwhile to use the seeds you have. You can always kind of fill them into. You can do like a second planting, kind of filling in a row after you see them first popping out of the soil. The other thing that you can do is you could do like a little research to see some seeds keep their germination longer than others. That's kind of what Katrina was talking about. Over the years, we kind of learned all this just from looking into it. And the great thing is too, like all of our, you know, shiny little packages of seeds that we get each year, we send those back to the company. So usually in July or something like that, we put them all in a box, whatever we don't sell, and they go back to the seed company, and they probably use them to plant new radishes or whatever and collect the seeds, and then they put them in little packages and send them back to us in March or whenever we get them. So
I ask in part because of Katrina's point about, well, you can get them even if you're not using them right away.
Right.
They're not going to expire overnight or anything like that.
Certainly
so
not.
It feels good to have them there ready to go whenever Mother Nature gives us that hour of summer. It's going to be more than an hour,
it's
just weird. We'll see when that comes. It's good to be prepared. To be ready.
Absolutely. To have it, plan that garden right now. Those are all good things.
Speaking of planning, we should maybe just, before we get too far into this, we should tell people what's happening tomorrow.
Well, perfect, because that's what I was going to do next. So I think your timing is great.
Your guys' is chemistry.
Oh, man. We must be siblings or something. So, like Steven said, we have a very important date that we want everybody to be at, and it is tomorrow. So mark your calendar, put it on the schedule.
It's Thursday.
So tomorrow, Thursday. It's going to be at 5:15, and it's presentation by True Grace. Brian Hall of True Grace, he is the CEO. His wife is the owner of the company. And as we know, CEOs do a lot of stuff. And this man is knowledgeable. He's been in the industry for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
He worked with a lot of different other bigger company, well-known, I should say, supplement companies in the industry. And so he's gained a lot of knowledge. And then they just weren't happy with how things were done. And he's like, how can we make it better? So that's where their passion came, and they created True Grace. And so he's going to be talking about his company, but and how they do things different, but like foundational base nutrition and health and stress specifically. And I don't know about
you
all.
That's going to be a big topic.
But stress, I think that affects most of us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there might be some of us more than others, and we all adapt to stress differently, but... his main focus is going to be adapting to stress and, but also having a very baseline nutritional support, because we needed those things. It's not in the food anymore. We need it. We need to get some good supplements. We need good products, good food. So he's going to be talking about
things
all those
that things. Work, things that are like, you know, really unique and, and done with quality. It's really cool that he's going to focus on stress. It was actually one of the topics. When we did our anniversary event, we kind of do a little survey. We'll have people like for door prizes, you can fill out this little survey. And, you know, we always appreciate it when people take an extra minute to answer a couple questions. And one of the most popular requested topics for us to do in these presentations, like we're doing tomorrow, is stress, stress management. And so when we reached out to Brian and we were talking about different topics, like Katrina said, he's very knowledgeable. So we could talk about a bunch of different things. But we're like, well, let's cover stress management, because our community, our customers are looking for this topic. So I think he'll do a really excellent job on this. He's going to talk a lot about mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, and they have some of the best quality medicinal mushrooms on the market. I mean, he'll certainly talk about that. But I love the topic of mushrooms because they're great for so many things. Like stress is a big one. But they're also good for immune health. Still a thing we're talking about right now. I don't know. There's some mushrooms that are great for heart health, for kidney health. There, you know, it depends on the mushroom. There's a lot of specialization, but in general, they're all really good for stress.
The research being done on fungi right now, and it has been going on for over, 30, 40 years and everything, but they've been able to crack certain things in this that are just revolutionary. I watched a great special on it, and it's just fascinating what we're learning right now about the communication between underground, between trees, and so much of this, and how much so many things that we thought, hey, there's a lot of use for mushrooms, there's a lot of things we can do. Oh, there's even more we can do as they just zoom in a little bit more on this stuff. More and more I feel like society as a whole is getting around to the idea of not only of supplements, but the idea of, oh, this rock that I'm standing on here, it's got everything I need. It's got everything I need. It's almost like it was designed to take care of people like us. It's obviously common knowledge to some people out there and everything, but to many people that are coming around to this and everything that it took some time on, you couldn't be at a better time for this. And I do want to touch on one really quick thing that I was thinking about before the interview. With you, among the many, many things I've learned talking with you guys and stuff and others at Family Natural Foods, one of the things I've learned the most from is certainly Terry and listening to Terry Talks Nutrition. I used to listen, I still listen quite a bit, but I used to listen every week. And I learned something really quick right away with that, with the supplement industry. It's a, like many other industries, but especially this one, it's a reputation business. And how you do, how your products do, like there's plenty of companies that started that aren't around anymore because they didn't have the greatest of products. When you see a Terry Naturally product, when you see a True Grace product or something like that, these are businesses that have earned their reputation, that have worked with other supplement companies or shared information and are in the game because they're good at this. They're very, they care about their clients.
And I think they're educating and they want to give back. They really, their heart is in the right place. Their heart isn't about the dollar bills. Their heart is in how can we change America and make it a healthier place? How can we really educate people to make these choices for their own health?
We want people to be able to use these supplements, but we also understand, I think, that, you know, not everything's affordable sometimes, but this is where the crux comes in. I know it just seems, I use this as an example because it seems to happen with this one. Everybody talks about fish oil. Well, I'm going to try fish oil. And then you buy like $5 fish oil at a a department store or something and you're mad because it doesn't work.
Right.
It's because the product just isn't – you get what your money worth, yes, really, in that one.
Absolutely.
There are better products that maybe are like $8, mm-hmm, but they're going to actually work. They're, mm-hmm, actually going to be able to. And not only the money part of it, but that name on that label. Mm-hmm. When we're talking Terry Naturally, we're talking True Grace, mm-hmm, these are labels you can back, you can really trust.
Yeah, absolutely. We really like them. And Brian's going to do great for the presentation. And
oh, yeah. So he was here last year, and it was one of the best presentations of the year we had.
He's a good talker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, our mom
so
like,
genuine.
Created a whole new routine with their products and stuck to it, and that means a lot right there. So
yeah. Our dad's very routine-based. Our mom is like, they're in many ways like sort of...
yin and yang.
Yeah. They have a great balance between the
they
two
do.
Of them. So it's fun to see that. But you're right. Like my mom was very compelled by what Brian was talking about, and so she was like, okay, I'm gonna try this. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try it, and she's been sticking to it, and it's really made a difference for her too. Mm-hmm. I mean, most importantly, like you're saying. So yeah, I think like anybody who's available, and to speak to the point of pricing, there will be a really nice sale, mm-hmm, for all the True Grace products. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night on Thursday.
They always have fun samples to do and things, mm-hmm, like that.
What? Yeah.
Definitely worth checking them out.
Worth checking out because, yeah, you can not only come in and learn about really, you know, important things for stress management, but if you're interested in anything, you know, there'll be a great sale afterwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of samples, because we have a couple samples, but
yes,
since we're on the topic of True Grace, I was thinking about a sample to give to James today. And so I buy True Grace's probiotic vitamin D for my children. It's in a powder form, and I was bringing it home for them, and I thought, well, James might want to try this.
Yes.
But I want to mention something. This probiotic that is for kids or anybody that maybe doesn't want to have a gummy or they don't swallow very well, it can be for a lot more people than that. Mm-hmm. It's a quite higher strength. It's 10 billion. Most kids' probiotics are 2 billion. We have one other one that's a 5 billion, but most kids probiotic are very low strength. This one's a higher strength. So don't think that you're like, you know, embrace the inner kid. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But it's a powder. So it's you can just like put it back in your mouth and you can mix it with anything if you want, but my kids just take it straight.
I'm going to try
it. It's a powder. Yeah. And so James is going to try that, but it's a really good foundational probiotic that has also vitamin D, which we are chronically low in, and our kids are chronically low in that as well. So this is, you know, keeping James's gut health. He's doing good on his gut health now, and we've got like immune strong with all those things. It's
yep.
just a good overall probiotic that doesn't have much of a flavor, but it's sweet enough that kids want to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, the great notes. I can't add much to that because that's exactly what I got from it. It had a flavor to it,
yeah.
but nothing overpowering, mm-hmm. nothing bad, and very easy to swallow, very easy
yeah.
to take down, and felt good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, but it felt good. I will say in part, I have my mother's voice in the back of my head. She loves these segments we do because I usually get something good in my system. So I think that's part
there
of
you
it.
Go.
But
yep.
We're keeping them healthier.
But that that's is a such a simple thing, too. Like, you know,
yeah.
All of us have had, most of us have had to have our kids take medicine mm-hmm. or something like that. And that great gamut that
yes.
that can be sometimes. Here's something that it took me 2 seconds to tip mm-hmm. that back. And
yeah.
kids love that.
Yeah.
They're faster and they can get back to playing or doing mm-hmm. whatever they're doing.
It's a lot of fun, actually, to take this one. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I was going to say that, but mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how to word it. It's just fun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely. So, again, mark your calendars for 5:15 tomorrow, Thursday,
mm-hmm.
for True Grace presentation. You will not want to miss it. Great stuff, great info,
yeah.
samples, fun things in store.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's True Grace. Now we're on the topic of spring. Because, right, we talked garden seeds, but mm-hmm. we know our spring here in Wisconsin, it's back and forth. It's cold, it's hot, it's back and forth. But with that, the plants and the ground is having more, you know, there might be the molds that come out or there's different
pollens
that are coming back and forth. So this is a really good reminder that everybody can get on their, upping their allergy game before it's like full-blown allergy
yep.
season. And we know that everybody has allergies at different times of the year, but this is just your public announcement.
Yeah,
that
if you have spring seasonal allergies each uh-huh. year, which usually if you have them 1 year, you probably have them every
mm-hmm.
year, it's good to get started on, you know, kind of building up your natural resistance early. And we have a lot of really good products. Some of them are on sale this month, and they'll really set you up for, you know, you could just take a small dose before the allergies start, you know, ideally a month before they start. But if you, you know, if you procrastinate and you don't remember this until the allergies are hitting you right in the face, literally, you just take a higher amount of these things for a few days and everything will get balanced out. It's just more pleasant to start on it early. Mm-hmm. That's why we like to bring that up.
Yeah, so this one that is our brand, Fama Natural Foods, the all-season support, and literally you can take it all season for building up your immunity as well as the allergies. But I love this one. It's got things like quercetin, which comes from a lot of like onion, like the peel of the onion, and it comes from a lot of the apple, like, skin of it. So a lot of skin of different fruits and vegetables, but it's really good for the inflammation of the sinus cavities and everything, as well as it's got like bromelain, which is a really good, that comes from pineapple extract, but that's really good for inflammation, sinuses, inflammation of joints. So it can do more than that. But then one of my favorites is that nature is just so incredible. This one's got nettle in it. So some people might think, oh, I don't want to take nettle. Like that, what's that going to help me? But nettle is an incredible, incredible herb that is great for. I mean, I could probably name 15 things that it's so good for. But one of the things is it's really good for the antihistamines. And so the allergy season. And so some people will just even start by drinking nettle tea this time of the year. You might be a person that you could say lucky or unlucky, depending on the person that has nettle growing in their yard, because some people may remember they've grabbed nettle to like pull it out or something, yeah, and it can sting you. Mm-hmm. But it actually,
that's why they usually call it stinging nettle,
right?
But Katrina affectionately just leaves the stinging off of it.
Yes.
But yeah, the cool thing about stinging nettle, so like Katrina said, you know, you grab that plant in your backyard, many people would call it a weed, and it stings you. But what's the magic of it is the plant creates its own antihistamines to resist this kind of toxic thing that it produces, that stinging,
the sting that it produces,
it needs to protect itself from, and that's where the antihistamines come from. So if you take it in a supplement form or in a tea or a tincture, you get those antihistamines that are naturally made by the plant to protect itself from its own sting,
which is like incredible,
which is pretty cool.
Incredible,
yeah, it's right there for us. So stinging nettle, really cool plant. Full of minerals too, so you're just
tons
getting
of minerals,
lots of good minerals,
good blood builder too. It really helps build up your blood. I mean, people use it for prostate health, to urinary health too. Yeah. I mean, you name it, it's good for a lot of things. But that's one that I've been dabbling with more because I do have a little patch that grows outside of my door, and I leave it and I pull it in the early season when it doesn't have the sting, and then we'll make teas, or you can use it like spinach, like sauteing and such. But it's so good for overall everybody's health. But I mean, I've been loving that one.
And unlike a lot of things you'll see on TV or in articles and everything, we don't have to spend five minutes now telling you about the side effects. That we side effects may include no, we don't have
Katrina
to do that with
could
it.
Spend 5 minutes telling you all the benefits.
Yes.
The additional benefits.
Yes.
But yeah, for allergies, it's like one of the number one ones. I was actually visiting a friend of ours who is pregnant right now, and their baby's due in a couple weeks. And she said since she's like been in her teens, so probably 15 plus years, she's been taking, I think it was Zyrtec or something like that, an over-the-counter antihistamine, you know, allergy medicine. And she said, I've been taking this for years and years and years, but my doctor said, like, hey, you should probably stop taking this because it inhibits breast milk production, or, you know, all these things, all these things that you consume go through your body and into your breast milk when you're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So you have to be more mindful of this when you're breastfeeding. But, you know, that's also a reminder we should all be mindful of these things.
Yeah.
If it's not good for a baby going through breast milk, well, probably maybe we shouldn't do it either. But nonetheless, anyways, she was kind of like, she's like, what do I do? I've been taking this stuff for like my whole life. And she researched nettle as well. She came to it. I didn't tell her about this. When I was talking to her, I was like, what about nettle? And she's like, actually, I've been doing that.
Cool.
I've been taking nettle every day, and it's making a big difference already. And this is somebody who's taking like an over-the-counter, basically living on it, reliant on it. She has, I think, some asthma that's triggered by allergies, and she'll get hives, you know, various things. So like, you know, pretty strong allergies. The fact that a plant that's probably growing in your backyard can make an impact is pretty impressive. So yeah, check out nettle. It's good for all sorts of allergies, but seasonal allergies, it's good for women's health too.
So yeah. I mean, great postpartumly. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's also really good for breastfeeding mothers. So mm-hmm. you know, if we do a topic on breastfeeding mothers, I would talk about nettle.
I could talk about breastfeeding mothers all day because it's an incredible art.
Yeah, it really is.
We've
normalized that way too much.
It's incredible, but that can be a whole different topic. And so next time. We can talk about something else in the meantime. I wanted to give you a sample of our new granola that we have, Mission Coffee House. Oh. Jen and Tani are making this awesome granola. I know you're a fan of granola. Mm-hmm, we have a couple different kinds from them. The one you're going to sample is cranberry coconut, and it's really good. We have a pecan flavor as well from them and a peanut butter that's new. And then they're also making these peanut butter protein bars for us that are like beyond like a chocolate good peanut buttery rich, like it's so good. You got to get one of those too.
This is maybe the most granola I've tasted. Mm-hmm. Like I took just two little bits so I could get back to talking.
Yeah,
and boom, just the flavor that hit my mouth.
It's so tons good. Of flavor. And I think what's so nice about it is it's not loaded with sugar, because granola is good, but a lot of granolas have a lot of hidden sugars.
It has a lot of, like, it has a really balanced sweetness. Like, there's definitely sweetness, but it's all naturally sweetened. There's no, like, sugar cane, you know, fructose, you know, like, it's like a naturally sweetened.
I think this one's maple syrup, and that's it for its sweetener.
I can tell. That's really good.
Yeah, it adds to the flavor, really.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm. And they also pack, like, some extra punch in there of like chia seeds and some other nutrients, which is really fun.
Did you say Mission Coffee House?
Mission Coffee House.
I love our friends over there.
Yeah, they're out of Mid-State, but they've been doing a little bit more with other businesses in the area, and we've been jumping on board, and I'm sure there's going to be more things we're doing with them. Yeah. They're fantastic.
They're really fun to work with, and they're just making high-quality things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A big shout-out to them, and a shout-out to you guys and your staff over at Family Natural Foods. Keep in mind, everybody, that presentation we were talking about earlier, Foundational Nutrition, is tomorrow at 5:15. Over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Be sure to stop down there. Ask Brian, the CEO of True Grace, all your questions that you may have not you've been thinking about, but you want to ask, and now you got an opportunity to do that face-to-face, along with checking out some of the other great things that they have over there. Get ahead of that on that garden, get a jump start on that garden, mm-hmm. get a jump start on that immune, you know, protecting your immune system and all these things, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always appreciate the time, you guys. Take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods, and be sure to go to their website, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, March 13th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Laura Huber from UW Extension. And Laura, usually we get together and we talk 4-H. We're going to be diving into a different topic today.
Absolutely. So normally, you know, I'm working with young people and I'm working with the volunteers who work with young people. But I've started something new. I'm here as a volunteer today for a program that, I don't know, it means a lot to me. And I feel like a lot of your listeners would love to know about the program because it has incredible benefits for middle-aged and older adults.
You know, it's funny to me that this topic came up. I've been working out since I was a little kid, my dad being an athlete, and it was just a big deal to him. And like a lot of us, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little lax in my workout, haven't been able to keep up on it as much. My father, who is, 20-some years older than me and everything, is the one that's been keeping me on track and been keeping me on pace with this because as an athlete, as a former athlete, he realizes, well, he's done a lot to his body and he's really got to keep it in shape. Otherwise, it could fall apart on him.
Sure.
And he loves to keep active. He likes to keep doing things and stuff. So it's been very helpful being around him and been helpful for that. But even with that being said, I talk to some of my students and some younger people, and they don't really take the time for these things. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, one of the first things I do when I wake up is stretching. I don't even think about it. I just kind of do it. Even simple things like that, not a lot of younger people are doing. So I could not agree with you more about the age range and men, women, all of the above.
Yeah.
But you're younger out there listening. Don't tune out.
Right.
You should be tuned in on this one, too. And to also just touch on what I was first saying, and part of the reason I brought it up, these are routines and they're habits. And your brain loves routines. So if you get used to doing something like this, your body's going to get used to it. And you do it without even thinking half the time.
You bet.
A lot of these activities, I'll say.
Absolutely. So the program that we're talking about is called Strong Bodies. And I turned 50 in 2024. And to celebrate, my best friend and I from high school, we went to Banff in Canada and we did some serious hiking. And during that time, I was really reflecting. I'm like, here I was 50 years old and able to do all of these things. And I come from a family with a really strong osteoporosis history. My grandma was bedridden after breaking her back multiple times by the time I was in second grade. My mom is 76 years old right now, and she's already lost 4.5 inches of height because she's got that strong osteoporosis thing. And, you know, the joy that I got from being able to get out into the most magnificent pieces of nature and do long hikes and, you know, do all of that, it just really helped me realize that I don't want the same fate as what my family has experienced. And I want to do something to be able to maintain. And, right, we don't have to just say, oh, you know what, losing our abilities, losing mobility, falls, like, it's not something that you have to accept as you get older.
Right.
And so I'm going to tell you, I'm not really good at keeping myself accountable.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I talked with our nutrition educator in the office, and I said, can I become a volunteer to help teach these classes? Because that's going to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
And that's going to make sure that I do all of these fabulous things that are going to help keep me strong, that are going to help me maintain my confidence, that are going to allow me to maintain an ability to do all of the daily things that we need to do as we get older.
Yeah. Laura, I appreciate the topic and always love, you know, we've been doing this for years together and everything. I love hanging out and talking with you. There is no way you're 50. There is no way. No way. How dare you lie to us? No,
I don't look a day over 50 and a half.
It's fun to be able to talk about a program that we haven't really got to spend a lot of time on. And this one, yes, it's for middle age, older adults, men, women, all can really be really helped with this. I do want to send a shout out to Hannah, as you mentioned, and Ka, and some of the people that have worked on this program before, and stuff. Appreciate their work on this.
So this is actually a national program. Mm-hmm. It's completely based in research. The research happened in the early 1990s, especially with postmenopausal women. Like, did it make any difference? And Wisconsinites have glommed on. So this is a national program, and Wisconsin has the highest number of participants. It has the highest number of volunteers teaching the classes. Like, I think it makes sense to me, partly because of the seasons that we have and all of that kind of stuff. But it is such a supportive program. It's, I don't know. I can just say that as we age, sometimes building friendships and maintaining those social connections gets hard. So not only are we building muscle and not only are we building bone by getting together and exercising, we are building friendships and connections that combat the loneliness that, you know, have major health implications for us as well. So
Well, and one of the things stands out about that to me, Laura, when you say that about that, and especially here in Wisconsin and just in the Midwest in general, I'm really happy to hear that for many, all the reasons you just said, along with the kind of underlying thing of the way, you know, society has usually been about kind of like, well, we just rub some dirt on it and keep walking, or, you know, you just put up with the pain, or that's just getting older. And then you add on top of it the Midwest mentality of we just don't ask for help.
Right.
We just don't do those things. That's encouraging to hear that, mm-hmm. that I don't want people to need the services necessarily, but if you do, it's great to hear people not only are getting those services, but they're being brave enough to get up and be like, you know what, I need a hand, yes. or I could use some help with this. That's one of the bravest things a human being can do, especially the older we get. So that's very encouraging to hear that.
100%. And I think, you know, none of us are out there to become bodybuilders.
Yeah.
We have lived lives and we have roles and we have achy joints and we have all of the things. And yet, you know what? We're all coming together into this community that is just, we understand that we're doing things that are good for our bodies and our souls and our emotional health and our mental health. And, you know, I don't know. I just think this is the coolest thing
really
ever.
Is.
And I feel so fortunate. This week I started a brand new class in Pittsville. Pittsville clearly was ready for this.
Yeah.
I shared it on our extension webpage, and then I shared it on my personal Facebook page. And then the library director there at Pittsville shared it. And overnight we filled up a class. We have 22 people participating in class. We have a waiting list. And one of the things that I heard right off the bat was thank you. In small communities like Pittsville, like Nakusa, it's a drive to get to a facility to be able to work out. Some of those facilities feel really intimidating for people who are out of shape. So how cool is it to have a program right in our small communities where we just right off the bat, right? We meet you where you are, all body shapes, all body types, all strength levels, all of that. Welcome yeah. here, right?
Especially when some of the things that can keep people from, you know, getting these services oftentimes are just that one last step that they don't want to do.
Yep.
Oh, I want to go to the gym, but I don't want to leave the house, or mm-hmm. I don't want to go across town or something like that. Here, meeting people where they are, you kind of get rid of that being even a factor. And that's very helpful too with this.
Absolutely. So we were talking about our location, right? We have winter in Wisconsin. And as maybe it's after somebody has experienced a fall, maybe they're already feeling like a little bit less stable because of issues like osteoporosis or arthritis or things like that. So they're more nervous about getting out of the house. So they're less likely to, even if they were feeling comfortable going and working out, they're less likely to because they might be achy or they're afraid of a fall or any of those pieces. So it's like, or they don't like driving. They don't mm-hmm. like driving when the weather is lousy. So I just, all of those reasons mm-hmm. are reasons for people to be able to learn about Strong Bodies. We've got a program in Nakusa that's going on right now. We've got the new program in Pittsville. There's going to be a new program starting at the Lowell Center here in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. And we bring the weights. We bring the yoga mats. We have modifications for every single exercise. So people who aren't comfortable getting down to the floor and back up again, we have ways that they can still strengthen all of those major muscle groups. And all of the exercises are targeted at ensuring that people are able to live their lives as fully as possible. So carts are heavy. Doors can be heavy. Mm-hmm. Things can be hard to reach up high on shelves. And sometimes it can be really hard to get down into a chair or back up. Or let's face it, we all need to use the bathroom on a daily basis. So getting down onto a toilet and back up off of the toilet, mm-hmm. like these are what the exercises are aiming to help everybody with.
And you hit a sentence in there that I'm so glad you said, and I want to make sure that we hit on at least a couple more times if we get the chance, that you don't have to live that way. That
right.
this is, there are, you know, it's not just, well, we get older and pain is going to happen. There's aches and pains. Yeah, there's wrinkles. There's all these things. But you also can work with your body to in programs like this to make it so there isn't as much and there isn't as and you enjoy your life a little bit more in it. You look forward to waking up in the morning, getting out of bed, some of these things. And while I don't think there's very few topics where you don't necessarily need science and facts to back them up. Anybody out there listening over the age of 30 knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I did want to get into a little bit of the biology of aging and some of that with you, if you don't mind, Laura, because some of that information that you've come across, I think even with that is going to be eye-opening to people.
Yeah. So one of the things that we think about a lot as we get older is arthritis. And arthritis, it means that you're losing the cartilage in the joints. So there's bone on bone rubbing, and it can make the joints stiffer, and it can make moving sore. And so what happens is people will move less to prevent the soreness. And as you move less, you lose range of motion and you lose strength. But the truth is, if you strengthen the muscles around those arthritic joints, the muscles take more of the stress. So you can maintain a range of motion. You'll feel less pain over time when you do the workout.
It's fascinating.
It's one of those
really
things.
Really cool. It's very interesting. It's something I've talked about with my mom a lot.
Yeah, antithetical, right?
Like,
wait a second. If I move it more, it's going to hurt less? And the answer is yes. When you strengthen it, it will hurt less. And it's the same, it doesn't matter if we're talking about fingers and wrists and hands or if we're talking about knees and feet, it is the truth. Let's strengthen those muscles to take the stress off of those worn out joints.
A topic you brought up earlier about osteoporosis, and I appreciate what you shared about that and the information you shared about it, because I again feel pretty up to date on a lot of these topics. I did not know the stats that you showed with the 1 in 2 women experiencing fracture, 1 in 4 men experiencing osteoporosis related fracture. That was very eye opening to me. I didn't see that.
I think that what we've all think about osteoporosis and like postmenopausal women, but I think that's where all of the studies were happening. So for a long time, people didn't realize that men also experience osteoporosis. And that's something that I think is critically important to know and understand. So osteoporosis, if you're not really familiar, right, it's the bones losing their density. They become more porous. There's less strength there, so they're more likely to break. But how do we increase bone density? What happens is when you build strength, when you're strength training, the muscles are pulling against the bone. So we know that when you weight train, like the muscles have to build themselves up. But after those muscles are pulling on the bones have to build themselves back up again too. So by weight training, you actually build both bone and muscle. You can't completely reverse osteoporosis. Once it's begun, it is there. But you can slow down its progression. How about that?
Yeah, so. Well said. And Laura, I did want to take a moment to touch on the, and you've talked about this a little bit as well, the study in early 94 that showed the strength training is in postmenopausal women has very strong benefits to it. We know there are individuals out there in that situation. So touching on this, I think, is a really important part of this program, too.
Yeah. So what will you gain by strength training? You'll gain muscle, you'll gain strength, or you can build strength, right? We lose muscle as we age, and it's pretty striking just how much muscle mass we can lose in a year. And so often, I'm sorry to say, like that muscle is replaced by fat.
It's
just the way that things go. But if we strength train, not only will we build strength, we can help build our bone density. We can improve our balance and our flexibility. And balance and flexibility are crucially important to us in preventing falls. Once somebody experiences a fall, there's a cycle there too, just like with arthritis. Like, oh, you know, if you're arthritic, moving the joint can hurt, so we stop moving the joint. But once we fall, we become afraid of falling again. And so we'll move less. And in moving less, we get weaker and we increase the possibility of falling again. Balance, strength, and flexibility all work together to help us keep ourselves on our feet and stable. And yes, the study was done on postmenopausal women. This is true for men and women. It is true for all of us. The stronger our whole body is, the more flexible we are, and the better balance that we have, the more likely we are to prevent future falls. Mm-hmm. So some of the exercises, I mean, like I said, we are not working on becoming bodybuilders. We are working to become stable and independent and maintain that independence. Mm-hmm. So some of the exercises that we do, if somebody were to look through the window and watch us, it doesn't look like we're doing much, mm-hmm. but we're strengthening our ankles. We're strengthening our feet. We might feel a little bit wobbly while we're up on our toes or we're up sure. on our heels, but we can feel that balance developing. And I just think, wow, mm-hmm. some of the women in the Pittsville class made comments about, this doesn't look at all like what I thought it was going to look like. Yeah. And it's really because it's so targeted on what we need for daily life.
There's other benefits to this, too. Everything Laura has told you 100% with. But one other thing that I really wanted to touch on, too, with you is how the benefits of strong body that goes beyond some of these things you've already talked about. One thing that you and I have touched on quite a bit is loneliness in our communities, loneliness in our society. Now, here in Wisconsin Rapids, we talk about this a little bit differently in ways of our senior population mm-hmm. and everything. And that's certainly very noteworthy. But loneliness is a problem around the country. Absolutely. And so talking about that, this has a major impact on loneliness has a major impact on our emotional health as well as our physical health. So here's an opportunity to also not only do all these things that Laura's been telling you about, but also have a conversation. Have a conversation that isn't on your phone or online, or meet somebody new, just some fellowship, some camaraderie, you know, some of that. It goes a long way for all of these things. Just real quick, I have always been a very quiet a person working out. I keep to myself, whether I'm at a gym or anything like that. Years ago, I started working out with my dad. Mm-hmm. My workouts have never been better my whole life. I'm much older now than when I first started working out. And yeah. I used to be able to bench this or do that, but I'm putting in so much better work now. Not only having, to be fair, an accountability buddy kind of there and everything. My form isn't there, and boy, he'll tell you right away. but the conversations we have, yeah. I can't even think of how many we've had that we may not have had otherwise if him and I weren't doing this together.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I could just talk a little bit, like this group of folks from Pittsville, they just warm my heart, and I feel so happy to be able to be working with them. We know that laughter is good for us. It is a mood stabilizer or a mood booster even, but it actually helps our hearts, yeah. right? And so here we are. We're struggling with back extensions today. We're doing it together, and we're all just... We ended up laughing. Yeah. It was wonderful, right? And in small communities like Pittsville, you often think about people already knowing. Everybody knows each other already. That's not really true, right? Because we're pulling people from other areas. Some are right in the city of Pittsville. Some are out in the rural areas. And some are from the neighboring communities as well. So there are new people to get to know. And it's so nice that everybody is there for the same reasons, right? So we're going to start out right from the bat, like, mm-hmm. oh, you know what? We all have something in common, and we're all struggling with the same things, and we can laugh at ourselves, and it is wonderful. So it boosts confidence. It builds new social connections, especially during the pandemic. We mm-hmm. really saw a lot of the damage that loneliness and isolation can bring. So how cool to be able to form a new community and really feel a sense of belonging. We talk about how important a sense of belonging is for young people in youth development. It is still critically important for us as we age. Feeling a sense of belonging is critically important just to the human condition throughout all stages of life.
Laura, if people would like to take part or be a part of or volunteer even like yourself for this Strong Bodies program with UW Extension, how can they learn more? How can they be a part of it?
So Strong Bodies Wisconsin has a website, and I encourage everybody to just do a Google search.
It'll pop right up.
It'll yep. pop right up. And there's some options. There are in-person class options, but there are also virtual class options. And so that's one place to start. You can actually search on that website for classes near you. You could find out information about the virtual classes, but you could also find out more about, like, hey, I am a part of this community. Is there a chance that we could find somebody to come and teach a strong bodies class here? Could I become certified so that I could teach a class and hold myself accountable and help other people at the same time? And I want to add that there are two different strong bodies sets. We're doing the intermediate version in Pittsville where folks are able to travel and come to us. But there's a beginner session for folks like maybe in assisted living homes or places where we already have reduced mobility. So there are lots of options.
Yeah, yeah. And again, as Laura was saying, I tried it this morning and just typed in my search bar Strong Bodies, UW Extension, Strong Bodies, Wisconsin, tried a couple of options. Every time it was the first thing that popped right up. You can go to health.extension.wisc.edu. Otherwise, if you'd like to find it that way as well.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The tariff war shows no signs of ending, and now investors on Wall Street have another worry. Congress can't come up with a government funding plan. Here's correspondent Erica Brown.
Markets continue to tumble, with investors nervous about the economic uncertainty from a looming partial government shutdown.
If there's a shutdown, it's only because of the Democrats, and they would really be taking away a lot from our country.
Canadian officials were in Washington today for talks on tariffs. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
That could set the tone for negotiations that the president could have with other countries like the EU.
A federal judge has ruled the administration must offer reinstatement to federal workers fired during probationary periods. CBS's Jake Rosen.
This judge accused the government of using OPM, a government vehicle, to fire all of these employees instead of actually doing it at the agency level, which he said was necessary. He also said these employees did not have the proper due process to appeal their claims.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Hi, this is